The turn of the 20th century saw a seeding of the Word of God in countries around the world, and over the next 100 years resulted in an explosion of God's presence in people's hearts, from China to Africa to South America. And yet, the most resistant territories remained under the grip of the Islamic worldview. Most of these nations exist in the latitudinal-longitudinal region known as the 1040 window, where major penetration with the gospel has been historically difficult. That is, until now. Since the 1991 Persian Gulf War, prayer efforts and covert missionary activity has been targeted on Saudi Arabia, Iraq, and Egypt. And by 2001, Afghanistan's Taliban leadership, in direct response to the advances of the Holy Spirit in other countries, had become the world's most hostile government toward the gospel. This regime was without a doubt the most oppressive in the world. Determined to keep the gospel out, extreme laws were enforced to prevent citizens from even the fundamental experiences and privileges taken for granted around the world. Persecution, execution, synonymous with anybody even discussing Christianity. Families are forced to watch the hanging of Christian converts. They were so commonplace that the government-sponsored murders were the main attraction in local sports arenas. Darkness intended to keep this region light. But the beginning of the end of the Taliban started when two Christians, Americans Heather Mercer and Dana Curry, were in prison for sharing the gospel. Under threat of execution, believers worldwide began to pray for their safety and for the success of their mission. And then in the middle of all of this, it happened. The unthinkable. 9/11. The world watched as 3,000 Americans lost their lives in New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania. A nation was awakened to the reality of evil.
They, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts.
Immediately, the military of the United States responded and dismantled the power of the Taliban regime within a matter of months. While the Taliban was devastated, the church saw something even more insidious losing its grip and immediately responded to the open door in the war for souls. Large refugee populations were given food, blankets, medical assistance, and shelter, plus gospel material from missionary outreaches like that of Franklin Graham's Samaritan's Purse. Campus Crusade International, cooperating with churches in neighboring Pakistan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, and Kazakhstan, began airdrops with audio cassette versions of the Jesus video in 49 languages of Afghanistan, reaching the 70 people groups in that country. The 32 new churches recently established in nearby Kyrgyzstan, made up primarily of former Muslims, were already in position, sending missionaries into the Afghan refugee population. Missionaries from as far away as Sweden and Norway came to help as well. Christian radio, like Gospel for Asia, began to broadcast across the country from neighboring regions without any hindrance. Iran and Afghanistan are now receiving evangelistic television satellite programming. The seeds are being planted. The prayers are plowing the ground of people's hearts, and the Spirit of God is on the move. Attacks against Christians are on the rise in Afghanistan and Pakistan, but the Lord will not be denied the hearts He seeks. In 1990, out of 6,000 people groups around the world, 1,300 had been reached with the gospel. By 2000, that number jumped exponentially to 4,600, with the remaining 1,400 people groups primarily in the Middle East and Asia Minor. Afghanistan was once a nation with 48,000 mosques and not a single church. Times are changing, and praying fellowships are on the radar screen. In a prison cell abandoned by their captors, Heather Mercer and Dana Curry were rescued and would soon learn of their role in a worldwide prayer event that shook the power of darkness and opened the jail cells over the hearts and minds of the people whom they so desperately wanted to reach with Christ's love. Who would have believed that in one moment that millions of Afghans would be exposed to the gospel of Christ in refugee camps just over the border in Pakistan? Darkness intended to keep this region from the light of the gospel, that instead, it's being seeded and now is becoming a platform for the move of God's Holy Spirit to the rest of the region. Meanwhile, this scenario is repeating itself all over Afghanistan. A small group of former Afghan refugees secretly gather in their homes to pray, to seek the Lord and to talk about this wonderful Jesus they have heard about for the very first time. In the stillness they pray, and unbeknownst to the rest of the village, an invisible ally is beginning to pour himself into the equation. It's happening all over Afghanistan right now. You're watching the events unfold that haven't been realized in 6,000 years. It's the hand of God writing history. That is His story, right before our eyes. Sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm have worked salvation. The Lord has made His salvation known and revealed His righteousness to the nations.